stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on this Monday, June 2nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Well, not this Saturday, but 2 weeks from this Saturday, June 21st, is going to be the party to kick off the summer. We are excited. RiskItFest.com is the website that has all the information. You can get your tickets online. It's going to start at 12 noon and go until 11 p.m. on Saturday, June 21st at the new location, Iron Pig South. Absolutely going to be a blast. Vicky and I are going to be there. We hope to see you guys there as well. This is going to be the party that starts the summer. New Iron Pig location from noon to 11. This will be an all-day barbecue-fueled festival featuring a star-studded lineup, competitions, nonstop entertainment. This is going to be the must-attend event for foodies, music lover, and thrill-seekers alike. Scott Page of Pink Floyd, legendary saxophonist, will bring electrifying live music. Dave Landau, nationally acclaimed comedian, delivering some laughs for the folks. They're going to have a rib eating contest, mac and cheese eating contest, and they're going to have a milk run for the kids, and of course, the epic beer run. This is all going to be at the new location, 4029 Old 27 Highway, right off of I-75, exit 279. This is the exit south of downtown Gaylord. Once you come off I-75 at the ramp, you head south about 1 mile exactly, and you'll see the new pavilion, the new restaurant. We're excited. It's going to be a blast. Plan to spend the day or maybe perhaps come in the afternoon. Fireworks display will be at 10:45 p.m. End the night with the fireworks. So we're excited. We're looking forward to it. Again, go to the website, riskitfest.com. Riskitfest, F-E-S-T.com. If you want the link to your phone, just text me FEST, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you the link. You can get your tickets and be a part of it. We're excited. We can't wait. This is going to be so much fun. Can't wait to see you guys. We're going to try to get there in the afternoon, spend most of the afternoon, evening, and hopefully might even stay for the fireworks. I'm not sure. Depending on how Miss Vicky feels, we might be getting back early, may not be able to make the fireworks, but we're excited. We're going to be there. Love to see you guys there. Also, the day before, Friday, June 20th, they do have a golf outing. It's at the Ridge Golf Course. It's going to be start off at noon and go until 6 p.m. And then folks are going to be heading back over to the south location for a little VIP reception. You can see all that information on the website, riskitfest.com. Again, not this Saturday. 2 weeks from this Saturday, Saturday, June 21st. So want you guys to be a part of it. Want to make sure you're there. If you have any questions, just text me Fest, and I'll send you the link, and you can see all the details online. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Again, 2 weeks from this Saturday, June 21st, is the Risk It Fest in Gaylord at the Iron Pig's new south location. Don't forget to save the date also, the third Saturday in July. Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot Pick Roast is going to be in Central Lake. great opportunity to come teach the young people firearm safety. We are in the process of getting a major donation to the event for the kids. We'll be announcing it as soon as we get all the details. We're excited. Again, save the date. Saturday, July 19th from noon to 4 p.m. Great event. This is a sixth annual one. Ian Murphy is going to be smoking the pork for us. We're excited. We're going to have a great time lining up the speakers right now as we talk, as they plan to put it in their calendars, just like you need to do, Saturday, July 19th. Everybody's aware, I'm the county captain from Antrim County for AskMyTax.org, an effort to collect 600,000 signatures statewide to put it on the ballot for November 2026, to basically amend our state constitution, eliminate property taxes, business taxes, all property tax, homestead, non-homestead in the state of Michigan. Well, a couple other petition drives are out there. One of them that are trying to come together to see if the state board of canvassers will approve their petition language is a broad coalition of education groups who are coming together with a ballot proposal designed to raise taxes on the state's wealthier residents and to divert the estimated $4 billion per year in new tax revenue directly to the schools. Michigan Parents Advocates Attorneys Coalition, as well as the Michigan Education Justice Coalition, are among 30-some groups that have signed on to an ambitious petition drive. The American Federation of Teachers and its Detroit local is on board, as well as Mothering Justice and a group known as Red Wine, like drinking wine, and Blue Michigan. In addition to asking the voters to raise money, the initiative seeks to eliminate count days, those specific days out of the year where the state takes the student population of each district and bases their per pupil funding on that number based on students in attendance that day. Coalition wants salaries for teachers, money earmarked for emotional health services, and the elimination of suspensions and expulsions in schools replaced with peer-led practices. Also, they're seeking to eliminate standardized testing. Students would be eligible to run for local school boards. And the long-term objective is removing the system's racism, oppression, and trauma that they feel is in the current public school system. Local goal of the organizers is to get a petition language approved by the Board of State Canvassers in June this month, so signatures can be collected by fall to put it on a 2026 ballot proposal. Folks, if anybody approaches you about signing this particular petition, simply look at them and say, no, thank you, and walk away. To tax wealthier residents with additional tax burdens would cause them to leave. It happens every single state that tries this. It doesn't work. New York tried it. Mass exodus of millionaires out of the state of New York. One of the most perfect examples, Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity no longer lives in New York. He lives in Florida. California tried it. Who left California? Elon Musk. He now is a resident of Texas, and he moved his factories there as well. getting rid of standardized tests, how do you check on whether or not the kids are learning if you don't have testing? And students would be eligible to run for local school boards. I mean, this is an absolute... I honestly, when I read this story, I had to double check and see if it wasn't an Onion story. That's how over the top this thing is. Tax the rich to fund schools. Unbelievable. Well, if anybody asks you to sign that one, no thank you. Not interested. Honestly, unless the American Federation of Teachers Union backs it with some paid circulators or getting their members to get out there and get these signatures, I don't think it's going to be on the ballot. And if it does get on the ballot, I think it's going to fail. That's my opinion. Now, last week, while all of the electeds, lobbyists, special interest groups were on Mackinac Island, there was something that was kind of interesting. Once a very hot topic, the SOAR Fund ideas did not return to the Mackinac Policy Conference. Friday's story, Mackinac Island. Previously, the yearly Mackinac Policy Conference was full of talk about repurposing Michigan's large corporate incentive funds to better generate new population growth, jobs, and local municipal projects. But this year, the year that deposits into the fund are retiring, conversations were completely absent. Something that I had to really learn is that policy can take a really long time. And sometimes it's not about the strength of the idea, but sometimes it's just about the vibe of the moment. And if you can't get enough support to get it across the line, it goes away, said Senator Mallory McMorrow, chairman of the Senate Economic and Community Development Committee. In last legislative term, McMorrow advocated for half of Michigan's corporate incentive and grant funding to go toward projects benefiting local communities without any official business ties. Her proposal could have covered transit, housing, or child care services back on March 19th last year, 2024. But nowadays, McMorrow has partnered with State Senator John DeMoose, Republican from Harbor Springs, on legislation to create a 10-year economic development plan for the state of Michigan. Economic Development North Star Bills was presented to the Senate on April 17th of this year. Well, the question first that came up, how do we get there? In terms of growing our population, growing our median income, becoming what they call the startup state, in terms of growing and expanding small businesses and entrepreneurs. Well, when talking about Senate Bills 213 and 214, what we're proposing with this legislation would be to create a 10-year economic development plan that frankly answers the how do we get there question. And how do we get there in a way that's adaptable for each region of the state? In 2023, the legislative Democrats and the governor started rolling out Make It in Michigan strategy. They focused on three pillars: projects, people, and places. It aimed to build off of the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund that was created by this governor December of 2021. The goal was to win project commitments from corporations by offering them multi-million dollar grants. Well, automatic funding for the SOAR Fund, which was $500 million this year from corporate income tax revenue, it ends with the current budget midnight on September 30th. Last year at the Mackinac Policy Conference, the Detroit Regional Chamber's annual gathering of businesses, political leaders, and nonprofits included several House Democrats, where they unveiled a plan giving SOAR Fund an additional 10-year lifespan. For each year, $200 million would go to transformational transit and mobility projects, $100 million to housing projects, and $50 million to locally run child care and post-high school learning programs. On the porch of the conference's venue at the Grand Hotel, the governor said back on May 2024, last year, that the proposal had a lot of promise to it. However, the plan did not come to fruition before the end of last year, and the SOAR Fund itself awaits closing its current funding stream. One of the frustrations that I did have was that it felt like we were trying to do everything just within SOAR. SOAR was the economic development pot of money that got the largest amount of headlines, because it was the largest amount of money, McMurrow said. But a lot of ideas that we talked about should apply to economic development on the whole. Well, McMurrow spoke with MERS during the Mackinac Public Conference last week. But they also spoke to David Coulter, the Oakland County executive. Coulter was a proponent of public transit. Oh, my God. Public transit. Really? Well, last year, officials in the Metro Detroit region were unable to secure a federal grant that they were pushing for to begin bus rapid transit. A dedicated bus lane system with elevated platforms on some of the area's main corridors. Woodward Avenue was one of the goals of this project, and it was disappointed because the ebbs and the flows of the legislature, Coulter said, things get hot and then they don't. But it really did start to stall. And I think that transit was a big part of the problem. He saw public transit taking a back seat to the larger question of what SOAR should really be used for. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of momentum right now with the change in the House leadership for all this, but I'm still optimistic. Sorry, Coulter. That bus rapid transit system that you wanted to build, elevated platform over top of Woodward Avenue, it's not going to go anywhere. Not with this House leadership, not in this budget. And the bottom line, SOAR Fund needs to die and go away. I'd like to see others go away with it. Michigan Economic Development Corporation being the number one. Last half hour of today's show, bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.